Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Today we're talking with George Pfeiffer, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's basketball team. No way to sugarcoat it. Coming off a rough week, you come into home play 3-2 in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. At the end of the week, we're 3-4 after a couple of tough losses to Central Washington and Western Washington. You know, obviously not the results you were hoping for.
Well, of course not. We were in the polls and the rankings and the eights, and I haven't even checked this week to see where we were, but I know we're not there anymore. I was really disappointed in our performance against Central Washington. Again, not taking anything away from them, they're a quality basketball team and do a really good job. But I know that was I would label it as a D game for us, close to an F. I just thought we were out of sorts. I didn't think we had the same kind of passion that we played with in previous games. You do this for 30 years, you're never surprised anymore. I keep telling myself, that shouldn't surprise you. There's no surprises out there. But I was amazed that, I just didn't feel like we played with a competitive spirit or fire. And our performance showed that. Now, contrasting that with our game against Western Washington, I don't know a lot of people that would have beat Western on that night. I go back on the office on Sunday, and I watch the videotape, and they're 8 for 10 from 3 in the first half. Now, were there some uncovered threes? Yeah, there were some uncovered threes, but I know one time Webb snapped one off with McQuarrie right in him, just up the lane, closer to the edge of the coaching box. They were making a lot of shots, and we just, we had some opportunities to stay with them. But we missed some shots around the basket. And in a game the way they're playing, your offense has to be just off the charts stellar. And our offense wasn't bad. I thought we executed and got balls into places that we wanted to get balls to and into the hands of people that we wanted to shoot the basketball. But in the end game, they were just, they were really special that night. And so I would like to think if we would have played with close to that kind of moxie, I'm not saying we would have won on Thursday night, but it would have been a lot better basketball game.
It's confusing, though, and it's fascinating, and not to belabor the point, but talking about that first game against Central Washington, it did seem like going into it, just about everything should have been in your favor. You had some nice momentum going, feeling pretty good about your team, but I don't care if you've coached at the Little League baseball level. I don't care if you've coached a summer league ball or what have you. There are just those particular days, for whatever reason, where the team doesn't have it, and it just seems like everything's just trudging through quicksand. That really was one of those days, and it really was right from the start. I remember about 4 minutes in, it was just like, geez, just something's not right here.
Well, and we utilized our bench. We played different players, and we continued to get the same result. So, we've got some seniors on our basketball team. We came back after that game. And, all the way along the line, we've tried to be, using the Vogue term real with everybody. We've talked about, hey, the significance of every game being important. And every game is special, just like the one we're going to play with on Wednesday night. They're all important. And when you have successes, what it does with certain games and certain situations is it allows you to see the clarity of what success and failure will achieve for you. And so we talked about, hey, this is where we're at. This is how the significance of this game on Thursday, blah, blah, blah. Well, we've kind of scrapped that right now. And so, we told our team, not that we don't think we have an opportunity to get to the West Regionals. We certainly do, and we can. But our focus is not going to be any more to talk about that. We won't have any more conversations about polls or rankings or anything like that. We're going to talk about evaluate our past performance, spend more time on that, talk about what we're going to do in practice, and then talk about what we're going to do for game preparation and make that nothing but our total focus. And so, There's such a fine line. I was talking with a friend of mine at another university this morning, and they won a couple games. And so when I was talking to him, I said, okay, trading, you know, trade thoughts back and forth in the business that we're in. And he said that, you know, when we kind of, you know, didn't play up to our capabilities, we were probably spending too much time on game prep and not enough time on the fundamentals of what we need to do. And there's a fine line because you can't just go out there, you know what I mean, and work on closeout drills and blockout rebound drills every day and then not pay any attention to what your opponent's doing, which I think we do a fairly decent job of. There wasn't anything that anybody ran against us that was a total surprise. But the fundamental pieces inside of that were disappointing. I mean, our rebounding needs to definitely improve. We got to get, you know, when we are the aggressor, you know, we play better basketball. And I thought again on Saturday night we played with some aggressiveness and some assertiveness. We, you know, another one of my friends told me, because he kind of watched the game on the video stream, and he just said, sometimes you just have to tip your hat to the other guy. Now, you don't want to get in the habit of tipping your hat, but, you know, you sometimes you just have to tip your hat and, you know, again, tuck your chin in your chest and charge forward.
All right, we're going to be talking about more about not only these past couple of games, but the upcoming game. They're, of course, playing Wednesday at home as they close out their home stand against Alaska Fairbanks. So we'll be back with the second part of the Coach's Show with George Pfeiffer.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float.
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance Agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, do you love your insurance agent?
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Ada Blue talking with George Pfeiffer, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's basketball team, coming off a couple of tough losses at home against Central Washington in Western Washington. I want to talk a little bit about sort of the almost the psychological part of the game, the mentality part of the game, and what this team is kind of facing right now. It seems like, and you know, I mean, coaches have been talking about this for years, players have been talking about this for years, but sometimes it's a little bit tougher to actually take into practice. I think the secret to long-term success is not getting too high when things are going well, and obviously not getting too down when things don't go the way you would like them to. And that's sort of what this team is facing now, I suspect.
Well, you know, I think we've had some high moments this season, you know, and obviously this is a gully for us. But I do think that, you know, our approach has to be consistent. I think if your approach is consistent, then I think your performance is consistent. And so, you know, we went back on Monday and we pulled the tape out of the, you know, just like we did after the Central game, and we watched that game, you know, not all of it, but, you know, a good portion of it, and probably more on Monday than we did on Friday. We were able to point out, see, that this is what we're trying to accomplish. This is what we want to look like. You know, you can't afford to do this against a good team because you're going to pay in spades. And so there was a lot more of that. And then we went to practice and had a spirited practice, a real physical practice, and held people accountable. I think that's your job as a coach. You have to hold your players accountable in your practice and your preparation. And when you don't do that and you allow slippage, there's going to be bad moments. And I don't think we've done that here. I think we've, as coaching staff, we've been pretty consistent in holding people accountable for their performance and play. But there has to be something inside the player's soul to want to, you know, I don't like the word step up because that means you have been playing down. But in our case, we do need to make sure that we're stepping up and we're playing at the best level of basketball that we can play.
And an interesting point, though, and you alluded to it there in the first. I thought against Central Washington, 10-6 overall, 4-2 in the GNAC following your game. I thought Central Washington was a good basketball team, no question. Every team in the GNAC seems to be. But I thought you probably made them look a little better than they were. Western Washington in that game, you know, I looked at that game and I was saying, man, it's hard to believe they've lost three games this year, more or less two games in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. It really did seem like a game where, frankly, it was just absolutely their night. And I think even if you'd have had your A game, you know, just from my standpoint watching, it just seemed like it was one of those nights where Western Washington was just, at least on this particular night, maybe too good.
Well, they were better than us. They certainly were better than us. Doesn't mean that the next time we go play them,
yeah, exactly,
that we have to, well, they're just better than us and roll over. I don't think they are. We have that in our character at all. But, you know, you're right. I mean, you know, as I'm I had a friend in the office watch the tape with me on so I had another pair of eyes watch the tape with me on Sunday, and he was going, God, that's really good execution. You know, God, that, you know, he really got the ball where he wanted to get it. You know, hey, that guy made a tough shot and blah blah blah, you know, back and forth. And so, you know, but you couldn't do that with the Central game. I mean, we were careless with the basketball. We weren't focused on, you know, we weren't focused and dialed into what we were supposed to do, which, again, and not to overstate it, but, you know, you're not supposed to be surprised. But I'm amazed because at this juncture, you know, counting games and, you know, pregame practices and everything, we've had about 75 times in the classroom, so to speak, and so for us not to understand, you know, we blew baseline out of bounds assignments. I mean, I'm looking at where we're supposed to rotate and how we're supposed to be there, and I'm showing them, and I'm going, well, where was your head at with that? I mean, that, you know, those are some simple things that we felt like we pretty much got into play back in Halloween time. You know, I mean, this is how we guard this. This is how we play this, and so. You know, it's really hard to, you know, there's a toughness factor. And so, you know, we definitely have to now roll up our sleeves and really rediscover that toughness factor.
Yeah, I think there's times and, you know, and of course you've said that it's no excuses, but there are times when you don't shoot well. I mean, that just sort of happens, it seems like, to any team. There's things you can do, making sure you get good shots and what have you, good ball movement, all sorts of things, good defense, maybe setting up some offensive opportunities. But there are some days when you don't shoot well. But there are other areas that really you can control in every single basketball game, and particularly the first game, some of the free throw shooting and things of that nature. Those things that you can control just weren't happening for you.
Well, again, and I've stated this on the show many times, I think when you're really competitive, you make shots. I do. I think when you're competitive, you make shots, you get second shots, you create opportunities to get easier shots. And I don't, you know, I was really disappointed that night in our competitive spirit. I thought we shot the ball a lot better against Western, and I do think that one of the reasons was we played with a more competitive spirit. We played with a better resolve. I mean, Webb, I didn't even check this week, but I'm sure he was player of the week. He scored 73 points. He had 40 against Western Oregon and 33 against us. He had 21 against us at halftime. So, I mean, you know, they come in, you know, the law of averages doesn't allow you to go 12 for 19 from three-point land. And I've seen them on tape against other teams not shoot the ball that well. You know, and you go back and you want to, as a coach, you want to go, well, should I have changed this? Should I have changed that? And of course, we're going to make some changes the next time we go out and play them. There's no question and no doubt about that. But, you know, all in all, what we have to do now is pin our ears back and get ready for our game against Alaska Fairbanks.
And we'll talk about that game on the third part of the Coach's Show with George Pfeiffer.
Hoo-hot.
What's hot?
Hoo-hot.
Hoo-hot?
That's right. Hoo-hot, the exciting Mongolian grill concept that's conquering the nation, and Billings will not be spared.
Mongolian grill?
Hoo-hot Mongolian grill has over 50 fresh meats, vegetables, noodles grilled before your very eyes. Choose from 12 specialty sauces or create your own. From simple soy to super hot Kung Pao Yao. Grab a bowl and load up. Repeat as necessary.
Hoo-hot Mongolian grill. King Avenue West, Billings.
Where hunger meets its destiny.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with George Pfeiffer, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's basketball team, coming off a pair of losses at home. Well, the good thing about basketball at this point of the season is, you know, on the flip side, if you are coming off a tough weekend, there's always a good chance to redeem yourself, and you've got an excellent chance this week, Wednesday, against Alaska Fairbanks, a team you beat on the road to actually start the Great Northwest Athletic portion of your season. Obviously, this is an important game for you. Of course, I say that every week, I know, but from the standpoint of just getting back on the winning track, if nothing else.
Well, you know, we need to come out and you know, if we play somewhat the way we played against Western Washington, you know, and make our baskets, you know, we have a chance to find success. I mean, this is a very talented Alaska Fairbanks team. I mean, they played Seattle Pacific over there really tough. They didn't quite get the corner turn, but, you know, Jenkins is a tremendous basketball player. I mean, he can really score it. He's quick. He can get to the basket. Mo is a tremendous shooter. Last year, you know, they those two guys killed us last year. And so we're going to have to do a really good job with that. Maynard is a really good player. Since we played him, he's averaging close to 15 points a game and 9 rebounds a game. And so those three right there, and they have other good players, but those three right there are the ones that really stand out in your mind as far as what they can do to impact a basketball game. And when they get really when they get it going, then they're a really, really difficult team to play against.
You know, this is actually one that I've been kind of looking on the schedule, and I have to be careful because sometimes I get the Anchorage and Fairbanks mixed up. But I'll tell you what, taking a look at last year's game, arguably one of the greatest college basketball games I've ever seen in terms of just entertainment value. I mean, both teams score in triple digits. You end up going into overtimes. Obviously, from that standpoint, from a fan standpoint, this might be a pretty good game to see. I'm not saying you won a game like that again, but nonetheless, you know, history, looking back at recent history, this was a fun matchup, at least last season.
Well, you know, that was last year, and this is this year. So it's a different thing. And as a fan, I would be thinking the same thing that you're thinking. But I know. I think that's right. I think that's the right thing to do. But like I say, they have, you know, they have some very, very good players that are very entertaining that make, you know, tremendous plays. Our goal is to make sure that they don't get to make as many of those plays. And last year in that gym, during that game, there were tons of plays that were there were so many that was you know that it was hard to you know it was hard to fathom and hard to believe. So, you know, this one has your you know has definitely got my eyes wide open. We've got to, you know, we've really got to knuckle down and play with some really, really good hard basketball if we want to have some success on Wednesday night.
One thing that sort of scares me about them, and again, I'm just going from last season, is, you know, their ability to hit from the perimeter, which they just hit constantly last year in that game. And a team like this, I mean, again, on paper, and it's only worth the paper it's written on, you can just toss it right out right now. But this seems like a very winnable game for you all, particularly since you beat them on the road. One of the concerns is that all of a sudden they'll get into a real groove on the perimeter, and so obviously going to be very important to get back in defense and get ready right away.
Well, every one of these games is its own individual nugget. So if you, you know, you obviously look at, you know, tape from your previous games and tape that they played with other basketball teams and try to gather as much knowledge as you can as a coach and then impart that knowledge into your players. But all that being said, it does come down to players making plays. And so, you know, we hope to put our players in the best situation, just like they hope to put their players in the best situation, to maximize our opportunity for success. So, you know, anyway, I would think from a fan standpoint that this could be an entertaining basketball game. I hope it's entertaining with a happy ending and not a sad ending for us.
It's Wednesday at 7 o'clock, Alaska Fairbanks. After that, the men will head on the road for a pair of games against St. Martin's and Western Oregon. George Pfeiffer, best of luck on Wednesday.
Thank you very much.
And the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.